Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you, for truly you are a great God. You are a merciful God. You are an all-knowing God. And on this morning, we acknowledge you as our Savior. We acknowledge you as our healer. We acknowledge you as our deliverer. We acknowledge you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we acknowledge you for so much more. Now, Spirit of the living God, we ask that you have thine own way. We can't do nothing without you, but with you, O God, we can do all things. Father God, continue to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word. Father God, we continue to decrease in order that you may increase within us, because we want to learn more of you. We want to get a closer relationship and a closer walk with you, O God. Father God, I pray that you will remove everything that is hindering us, God, to walk upright before you, God. Father God, I come against every demonic altars that have been built against your people. I command it to be burned by Holy Ghost fire in the matchless name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, O God. I praise you, and I give you all the glory. In Jesus' majestic name I pray, amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn it to Genesis, the 18th chapter and the 14th verse. That's Genesis 18 and 14, and it reads as follows. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is, is there anything too hard for God? Thank you, Jesus. Is there anything too hard for God? This verse is part of God's promise to Abraham and Sarah that they would have a son despite of their old age. It also emphasizes that God's power and ability to do anything. It highlights God's sovereignty and the importance of trusting in his promises. Even when they seem impossible, there's more detailed breakdown of this verse. I want you to get this verse. I want you to know that, number one, God's power. I want you to know God's power, because the verse directly addresses the question of whether anything is too difficult for God, affirming that nothing is beyond his power. God's power supersedes everything. Come on here, somebody. Even through difficult times, the power of God can move up on it. Oh yes, somebody better get this. And in this verse, you also see the context of his promise. This verse is a part of God's promise to Abraham and Sarah that they would have a son. This promise was seen as impossible due to their advanced age. Come on here, somebody. I don't care how long you have been waiting. If God has promised you something, believe it. Wait on his promise. But in the midst of the wait, continue to praise him. Continue to worship him. Continue to allow God to build up the faith within you to wait. Don't ever waver. God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of a man that he shall repent. If he said it, he's going to make good on it. Amen. And this verse also emphasizes on faith. It places its emphasis on faith. The verse encourages faith and trust in God's ability to fulfill his promises, even when they seem unlikely are impossible. We may think it is impossible to us, but nothing is impossible to God. All things are possible with Him. Come on here, somebody. And the next thing is God's timing. The verse also mentions the time appointed, highlighting God's perfect timing in fulfilling His promises. Our timing is not God's timing. Our ways is not His ways. We got to wait on God's timing. Anytime we go before God, listen to me well, we mess up the plan of God. I know we get in a hurry. And just like Sarah probably thought, I'm too old to have a baby. And she laughed, I'm too old. But it was all in God's timing. God didn't even look at her age. It was the timing. What seemed impossible to Sarah was possible to God. Come on here, somebody. And then it was Sarah's son. The verse reiterates that Sarah would have a son, affirming God's power to overcome the natural limitations of old age. You see, the power plus the timing will give you exactly what you need. You have to have God's power plus the timing will deliver the blessing. Oh, somebody better get this. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We got to get out the way and believe in God's power, accept His timing, and watch the blessing unfold. I want you to understand this. I want you to get ready, because God is about to do something that seems impossible to you. It may be against a backdrop of seeming impossible. The Lord will and shall override the so-called limitations and do something uncommon, unlikely, and altogether miraculous. He is a God of no limits. How you did your boat shot. Do not place God in the box. Believe God for the impossible. Sarah was in her 90s when she conceived her promised son, Isaac. You see, no one expected Sarah and Abraham to conceive. They did not imagine Sarah's womb was capable of carrying a child at that stage of life. But the God who designed, oh my God, and created the human body, oh my God, He quickened Sarah's body. And she did indeed conceive and carry Isaac to term. So what is the enemy saying? It's too late for in your situation. What is the enemy saying that cannot happen realistically? Come on here, somebody. When the enemy talks to you, he discourages you. That's why I say, when God says something, you got to knock out all the negativity that is around you. Come on here, somebody. You have to believe God. And I tell people this all the time. God is a healer. Yes, He is. He can heal you of cancer, but you got to do your part. You got to live upright. You got to pray. You have to stand in agreement, knowing that you are healed, because the enemy will come right back in. Come on here, somebody, and say that God did not do it. You got to put up your own part. You got to do what God has commissioned you to do. If I'm believing God for a miraculous healing, I'm not going to be around people that is always gossiping, that is always talking negative, that is always in things they shouldn't be in. Because, hey, I am believing God. I can't get caught up in foolishness because I'm believing God for the miraculous. And God has told me there are certain things that I have to position myself in, and there are certain things that I have to do in order to maintain my healing. Oh, somebody better get this. Oh, my God, because the enemy is mad. Yes, he is, because first of all, he don't want you to get healed. Listen to me well, because he wants you to stay in a defeated state. Ooh, is there anything too hard for God? So what is the enemy saying? It's too late for in your situation. What is he saying that cannot realistically happen? The more impossible it is, the greater the glory when God does it. She Ooh, ha, thank you, Jesus. The more impossible that it seems to be, the greater the glory when God does it. Not if he do it, when he does it. Ha, somebody better get this. They may not think you are capable. They may doubt your ability, but God will give you the ability. And you will do it. Mm. I prophesy to someone right now. You need to get ready. You need to position yourself. Because God is about to quicken you. Mm-hmm. He's quickening something inside of you. And you will produce. Huh? You will not abort. Oh my God. You will produce. Youthfulness shall be restored. Vibrancy shall be replenished. New strength, new fruit will be birthed. In the name of Jesus, I bless your destiny. I bless your dreams. I bless your creativity. I bless your endeavors. I bless your vision. It's not dead. There's nothing too hard for God. You just got to get away from some people and some things, huh? Ooh, you got to get out of the distractions that is around you. I speak strength, huh? Where there is weakness, I speak tenacity. I prophesy you are anointed and appointed to birth that baby in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm talking about this spiritual baby that God has planted inside of you. Believe big and act big, because nothing is too hard for God. You shall be fruitful. You shall indeed produce in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. So I want you to get ready to testify. From now to September shall be an especially anointed time, with celebrations coming in October and November. Ah, thank you, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost just gave me this. He said, from now to September shall be an especially anointed time, with celebrations coming in October and November. In Jesus' name, I want you to pay attention to the timelines. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you because we know there is nothing too hard for you. God, we ask that you would increase our faith. But most of all, settle our spirits, God. Do not let us be anxious for anything, God. Knowing that in due season, God, during your timing, God, it shall come to pass. And we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Save the date and mark your calendar. The Hidden Love Affair screenplay performance will be June 14, 2025 at the Zion Hill Church Family, 312 Hunter Street, Pineville, Louisiana. Starts at 5 p.m. Doors open at 4. Ticket sales have begun on Eventbrite.com, or you can contact me at 318-206-8953. All proceeds goes to the Zion Hill Youth Center. So, until we meet again, remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com.